Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired pirate rescue captain, Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. We broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And great news coming your way, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have three new stations to announce on the first of the month. Three new stations that are carrying our show out across the country. It's going to be great. These are great markets, great friends, great people. And you're going to love hearing about the calls coming in from these areas. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And let's not forget about our bulk mail haulers, too, hauling the mail out there across the country and to the post offices. And, of course, our suicide jockeys that are delivering the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And, of course, our Amazon warehouse workers and Amazon drivers that tune in every night. We appreciate them. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Parler. We're also on Gab. We're also on Getter. We're also on True Social. That's Donald Trump's social website. We're also on Twitter as Captain's America. Captain had an S to it, put America on the end. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. You can go over there, and our podcast is over there, and we have different items there for you to look at, and you can do a little Christmas shopping there if that's what you want to do. But certainly if you want to get the podcast, it's right there for you to listen to. And there's a loop that plays the show over and over and over again all day long until the next show comes along. And right now what you're hearing over there is this live show over there on that website if you go over there to listen. All right, let's get over here. Let's get to the telephone because we've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
All right, good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there.
Yes, indeedy. Good morning to everyone out there. Even if they don't have their head on straight, or their hat on straight along with it. Oh, boy, I'm telling you, what a bunch of clowns. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Of course.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize the words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, tonight we're going to start out talking about Arizona because God knows the results for Arizona, the governor, have not been certified yet. And I don't see how the Secretary of state who ran for governor and is about to be certifying herself can do that. She should have recused herself from the beginning because, according to the Attorney General's office, they are talking about the bungled administration of the 2022 general election in Maricopa County that's got this thing upside down and backwards. Now, I'll explain. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich is demanding answers from Maricopa County election officials after a number of voters were unable to cast their ballots on Election Day. Maricopa, of course, is the state's largest county, and 25% of the vote tabulation machines were not working on November 8th in that county, causing widespread voter disenfranchisement. Disenfranchisement, according to the county, with 70 voting locations impacted. Now, what else happened after that?
Well, of course, I know that there were problems with actually getting the votes counted to begin with. They had to move them to a central facility.
But when they moved them, they lost the chain of command. The chain of custody. And right. At least 60 of the voting locations had issues relating to some ballot-on-demand printers having printer configuration settings that were non-uniform. And there were a number of state election laws that were violated that could throw this election back into the trash can, and they got to do it again.
Well, that would certainly be, you know, a major development, Captain. And again, you have to follow where the evidence is going. It's not about who do you want to have won the election or not. It's whether or not the election is actually legit in the sense that the rules were followed or that when irregularities came up, were they handled properly?
Well, due to the widespread problems in the non-uniform printer configuration settings, many voters were unable to tabulate their ballots on Election Day using the on-site tabulators. Instead, voters were instructed to deposit their ballot in door number 3, according to statements from the chairman of the board, as well as the Record Richer and Maricopa County official communications people. Now, door number 3 ballots were then transported to Maricopa County Tabulation and Center, Distributing Center, to be tabulated by another machine that was there, and those machines failed as well. Amazing. Amazing. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. It's going to be a little bit of fun here. It is a Tuesday. And y'all know what that means. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is how we do every day. We grind, and if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
Oh, yeah. And, oh, by the way, they've got turkey again. So they've got the turkey dinner, which is really good. The smoked turkey is excellent, and it's the turkey breast, which makes it even better. Grade A, super duper number one. Now, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is also brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. That's a product that I've been taking religiously for going on well over 8 years. The reason I take it is simple. It works, and it works for me because I've been in pain. I've had swelling. I've had inflammation. I've had all sorts of stuff going on here with both of my legs, not just one, but both of my legs and my ankles and my feet. And when I take this product, it brings it back down under control. It takes the swelling and knocks it down. I take it in the morning when I start out with my breakfast, because you have to have a meal when you take this to make it work effectively. If you just take it by itself, you're defeating the whole purpose of the product to begin with. So you need to take it with food. So I take it with breakfast. It works. If I need to have it again, I'll take it when I get hungry around the middle of the day. And that's it. Boom. End of story. Done. Works. Now, you can find out more about what's in it and how it does work by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there. Check it out. $19.95 in the three-week quick start, and you'll see that it's all natural. There are no narcotics in it, and you'll see how it's made, where it's made, and what it can do for you. Relieffactor.com/captain. Give it a try, because like Kyle Warren says,
all you have to lose is pain.
And you would know.
That's right.
You would know. Yep. Okay, now, back to Maricopa County. Based on sworn complaints submitted by election workers employed by Maricopa County, the BOD printers were tested on Monday, November 7th, without any apparent problems at all. The problems instead started on November the 8th, which is really screwy. And Arizonans obviously deserve a full report and accounting of the myriad of problems that occurred in relation to Maricopa County's administration of the 2022 general election. Now, as the canvas is looming, and these issues relate to Maricopa County's ability to lawfully certify election results, the Attorney General of the state of Arizona said he will not allow the Secretary of State to certify these results until they inspect every machine and get to the bottom of what the problem was that caused this trouble that they had. Because the people in Arizona are definitely disenfranchised over what's happened, and this is not the way to run a railroad. Pardon the pun.
Well, that's right. I mean, it seems only reasonable, the idea that if there were irregularities that can't yet be explained or accounted for, that the election would not be certified until such time as they were able to do that. Now, they may be able to do that. We will see. But we understand right now, chairman of the Maricopa Board of Supervisors, I believe, is saying, according to one report I've seen, Captain, that no one has been disenfranchised. Everyone's getting a chance. They're still getting to vote. Evidently, he said this on election day. But again, the proof will be in the pudding of this investigation.
There were people that had to go to 6 and 7 polling places with their ballots that were screwed up because the machines wouldn't take them. And finally, the final solution was, as the polling places were going to close, it was put it inside door number 3, which is where they put all the ballots that they couldn't get through the machine. That's what they had to do.
Well, and of course, Captain, you know, just do this little test, and that is reverse it. Let's just say that somehow the Republican ran away with it and got elected or won the election, quote-unquote, and yet these same irregularities were there. What do you think the Democrats would be talking about? And, of course, and even many of the news media would be saying, get to the bottom of it, get to the bottom of it.
They'd also be going, new election, new election.
New election, yeah, you're right. So this could be the outcome here. But again, I'm sure that there will be numerous lawsuits and so forth about this as well, and we may get to that point.
Now, I'm going to change gears a little bit, and I'm going to talk about Nancy Pelosi. She came out yesterday and said that the Democrats are to blame, the MAGA Republicans and the anti-LGBTQ bills that have been put through different states and the Congress and whatnot, or attempted to be anyway, to blame for the mass shooting at the LGBT club. Now, that's taking it about 4 steps too far to the left, in my opinion.
Well, certainly, and it's really kind of a very sad thing indeed for somebody, again, to try to start making political points on something that I think is obviously not right to say, because the shooting that happened at the club was done by somebody who obviously, in my opinion, had hate in their heart. We have people like that, unfortunately, and we need to protect people no matter what they're doing. This is America. That people get to congregate as they choose, and they have to be safe from these kinds of terrible attacks.
Yes, they most certainly do. Now, most voters are content with the results of the midterm elections, but they're divided over why Republicans fell short of their red wave expectations. And I believe we got beat at our own game. Now, the Democrats did a lot of early voting, right?
Oh, of course, yeah.
The Democrats did a lot of ballot harvesting where it was legal, right?
That's right.
We don't do it at all.
No, in fact, there's a propensity amongst Republicans, from what we can tell, of course, to go and vote on Election Day. There seems to be two different sort of things going on. Number one, you have the 30 or more days, it seems, of voting, quote unquote, that go on, which is really the last month or so of the campaign. And whereas a lot of Republicans view the campaign as ending on Election Day, and that's when you go and cast your ballot. So it's very different approaches here.
Well, that's the key word you just mentioned, ballot versus voting. You do have a ballot. You have to cast a ballot. When you vote, you physically go somewhere, you take the ballot they give you, you use it that very same day. When you have a ballot and you're voting 30 days ahead, 60 days ahead, whatever, which is something you can do in a lot of places, you're casting your ballot. You are not voting the day of the election. I think we need to play the game the way they do. We need to start voting early. I mean early, early. Not absentee, but go to the polling place and vote as soon as you can. Because you can. All you got to do is show up.
Well, that's right. That's right. And a lot of times, too, Captain, there's stuff that comes out in an election. This is what's turned elections on its ear, because something could come up 3 days before the election, a week before the election, that could change the outcome based on whatever that revelation might be. But by that time, you've already got all the Democrats who already have all their votes in, who might want to change their vote based on new information, but it's already a done deal. And so I think it's going to bring in even more to the fore this notion that some people even want to have a national holiday to go vote, so there's really no excuse to vote on Election Day and then tabulate the votes. They seem to be able to do that even back in 1960 when JFK beat Richard Nixon. They knew who won the election right that night, and we can't do that these days, I guess.
Well, we can do it, and our system is set up to do that. If we're able to cast the ballots, or count the ballots that have been cast and not wait 4, 5 days, 6 days, 7 days, whatever it is, because they have to tabulate and verify the signatures by paper. You don't need to do that. You can use a machine to verify a signature.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right.
But what do you think the banks do?
Well, no kidding. Yeah, they don't look at everybody's check that they endorsed, you know, and then visually.
No, but they run it through a machine, and it's got a copy of your signature somewhere on file. And they look at it to see if it's close, and if it's close, you're fine. If it's not, then they stop payment on the check and go, you've got a problem.
That's right.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back with more. It's a Tuesday. Guess where I'm going.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Thanksgiving travel is already getting underway as the TSA expects to screen millions of passengers this week. The agency expects record travel as United States moves further away from the pandemic. The TSA admitting hiring new workers is a challenge now. One customer traveling at O'Hare International Airport shares with Fox News how she was able to save some money on a flight.
They're a lot higher than normal, but we just kind of plan accordingly and save miles, save money to make sure we can make this trip.
Four illegal immigrants are found dead after a boat capsizes off the Florida Keys. OPEC oil producers, including Saudi Arabia, are considering a move that could put them on better terms with the United States. They're looking into an output increase of up to 500,000 barrels a day. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All right, we're back. And I want to thank all the compliments we've been getting here lately. We got several people complimented us from Atlanta about the comments that we made up there about the football player run for the Senate up there. Let me bring Kyle in here. Okay, we had a lot of different emails the other day. As a matter of fact, it's been going on since the weekend because we keep talking about the Senate race up there and how people have got to get this right, because if they don't, we're going to get stuck with the Senate still trying to play the games they were before.
Well, that's right, and that's why it's so important that Herschel Walker be able to pull off this this runoff, which is going to be here before you know it, Captain. We're heading, of course, now into Thanksgiving week. By the time we turn around, it'll be December 6th in time for that runoff election.
Well, I was watching Tucker last night, and he was having a good time doing what he was doing, but he's probably keeping the iron in the fire longer than anybody else. Now, by the way, folks, this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow. Go over to MyPillow.com or MyStore.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN. And while you're there, check out all the different things they have to sell, because you can get a tremendous... You can load up your grocery cart for Christmas, literally, and save yourself a bunch of money with some of the stuff they have there. And I just bought several things myself because they were on sale, and I got a heck of a deal. And I know I did. So you can find out what I found out by going to either MyPillow.com, go into the radio listeners stores, radio listeners special section, use the promo code Captain, or go to MyStore.com, use the promo code Captain. And good luck and have a lot of fun. And you'll probably find something that you'd like over there. Right, Kyle?
Well, that's exactly right.
Yep.
MyPillow.com. Yeah.
Mrs. Professor is having a good time shopping.
Well, that's right. And the holidays and Christmas time right around the corner. So now is the time.
Now, after the 2020 election, Joe Biden and the Democrats mistook a narrow presidential victory and a loss of seats in the House as a mandate, I remember them calling it, for a sweeping progressive agenda that they could never possibly pass, let alone make it work. And now here we are 2 years later. Two-thirds of America believe that the country is going in the wrong direction, thanks to the raging inflation, high crime rates, and a border crisis. Do you think they get it yet? Did the Democrats say this? Do you think they get it yet?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I think there are two different answers to that. Number one, I think the high-level Democrats really do get it. They understand exactly what they're doing. How could they not? And then others, I think you have that are just true believers that somehow believe that, you know, these Democrat policies really are the best thing for America. But two-thirds of the country, Captain, would disagree with them. So we're fighting this battle, it seems, of the ideas of how we're going to move forward as a country. I think you have one group of people who are trying to destabilize it for whatever reason, and you have another group of people who are saying, you know, the hard work and perseverance and creating opportunity, that seems to be the engine that drives America for over the last two centuries.
Now, have you heard Kevin McCarthy again talk about banning three Democrats from serving on committees?
That's right. Yes, yes.
One is Ilhan Omar. The
right.
Other is Adam Schiff. The other is Eric Swalwell. Now, let's take these one at
Eric
a time.
Swalwell.
Yeah, let's take these one at a time. Omar is getting booted for her repeated anti-Semitism, while Democrats have failed to thoroughly condemn her. Matter of fact, they've been scared to death to say anything about her. Swalwell is being taken off his assignments for being a national security risk after sleeping with a Chinese Communist Party spy named Fang Fang. And Schiff's repeated witch hunts, time after time after time, and abuse of the position as chairman of the House Intelligence Committee were cited as reasons for removal because every time he wanted to do something or launch another investigation or do this or do that, well, I have evidence that it's credible and it's this and it's that. And I go back to that deal where they had the comedy guys that called from, was it Russia?
That's right. Yeah, they pranked him with the compromat.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Adam Schiff.
Yep. And he thought that he was getting some real information, and he acted on it. That's how stupid he was. This is what's going on here. You have to be responsible for your actions, like it or not. And when you're doing stuff like that, you have to be called into order, because these three, and even some other people in the system, if you will, have been doing things for a while that, if you did it, if I did it, we'd be in jail.
Well, right. You know, I guess you can tell Eric Swalwell that if he doesn't get what the problem is in terms of his association with Feng Feng, then he shouldn't be on this committee at all, anywhere near any kind of intelligence or classified kinds of information. And I guess we'd tell Ilhan Omar that, well, some people banned some other people. Just leave it at that, right? then with Adam Schiff, I don't even know what to tell Adam Schiff other than I think we just finally had it. But get this, Captain. I saw a story earlier today that Adam Schiff could possibly consider a race for the U.S. Senate from California.
That's what I've heard.
Lord help us on that one.
Yeah. If he's popular enough in California to be elected to anything other than popcorn taker, I don't know why. I just don't know why.
Well, but again,
the man is a liar.
Well, but Adam Schiff just reveled in the idea that somehow there was all this evidence in the public sector, not even classified.
But it wasn't true, and he couldn't prove it.
But it wasn't true. Well, of course, but he'd go out and say it. And it's like they're running an op or something. Just go out there and say this, and maybe people will believe it, and some people did.
It's just like the business that we're interested in, the news business, which is what we do. And I'm very proud of the fact that I've been on the air for 22, going on 23 years, and I've won several awards for what I've done because I do my homework. I don't want to get caught doing something that misrepresents or creates a fallacy or something, because that's not what credible news people do. You don't just make up a story and throw it out there so other people can hear it and go, oh my goodness, that's awful. No. You better be able to prove what you say or have backup evidence or links or something, or don't say it.
Well, that's right. And, of course, it goes to what the primary focus of this program is, and that is a news program and provide insight and analysis. But on other programs, Captain, some, not all, but some, they're into creating a narrative. And I think they feel the end justifies the means. This is what's scary out there. That's why people have to be discerning. That's why you have to check out whatever you hear, whatever you read. You have to be able to make sure that you find the way to either agree or disagree with it.
That's right. Now, have you been following the NASA capsule that buzzed the moon yesterday? And it's the one big last step it took before it goes into lunar orbit. They've got this orbiter up there.
Right, yeah, I saw that.
The Orion capsule?
Yeah, that it had gone around the moon, yeah.
Yeah, well, it buzzed the moon. They did a high-speed pass all the way around from one side to the other to get it lined up so that they'll be having it in orbit for a while up there, about 80 miles off the surface.
Well, this is really amazing. You know, this is similar. I think they'd sent an unmanned, if I recall correctly, back during the Apollo time. And then they sent the manned mission to simply fly around the moon. That was Jim Lovell, I think, who did that before they ever thought they would land on the moon yet.
And one other thing, you got about 30 seconds. The big rail unions are still split on the contract, with the engineers only ratifying. The conductors have not. This thing could still cause a national rail strike,
and that would be have a huge impact. So hopefully,
boy,
they go past the impasse. That's right. Yes,
boy, would it. And I'm hoping that it doesn't happen. But I do have some friends that work not only with the railroad but work in the trucking industry, as well as work as stevedores, and they're all concerned about this because, of course, the ships come into the ports, the railroads take the containers from the trains, put them on the ships, and vice versa. They take containers off the ships, put them on the trains, send them all around the countryside. This would have a chain reaction at the wrong time of the year. Christmas would be next June for some people, if you know what I mean.
Right.
All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. It's a pretty decent report tonight, nothing like what we've been seeing. So we will be back. Don't go nowhere, no how.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Come on strong. She can boogie when it's raining, boogie when it's dry, boogie on a skateboard, baby that's no lie. My baby loves a boogie, oh the boogie all night long. She's singing sugar in the morning, in the evening she come on strong. She can boogie when it's freezing, when it's hot, dancing in a snowstorm, dancing when it's not. Oh, she loves the boogie, dance the boogies all night long. Chicago, take me for a walk. Little girl loves to boogie. She can boogie all night long. Sweet as you've been in the morning, and in the evening, she come on home strong. Come on, boogie.
Alrighty, that's Dion. My baby loves to boogie. And of course, he's playing that as he does a number of his songs. He's got a guest with him. John Hammond is the one that's playing the guitar right there. So, Dion and John Hammond. Now, I'm going to read this and I'm going to turn it over to Kyle. A system will pass through the Northwest on Tuesday to hopefully help out with the constant air stagnation issues across the region. This storm will likely produce locally heavy rain, mainly mountain snow and some gusty winds. Now, meanwhile, it's going to be locally heavy to excessive rainfall with it, the possibility down here in eastern Florida and the peninsula over on the ocean side. We could see rain all the way from, say, Fort Pierce all the way up to about Savannah, Georgia. So, we'll see. Okay, Kyle, tell us what's going on.
Well, thank you, Captain. Speaking of rain on Tuesday, we're looking at rain coming into Seattle, Washington on Tuesday. Same story for Portland, Oregon. But it looks like Seattle might have a partly sunny Thanksgiving Day. Portland looks like it might have a little bit of sun. But after that, things are going to start changing, it looks like, as we go into the weekend and into next week. But we do still have all that air stagnation. The air just gets really bad and still and icky. For lack of a better term, that's the scientific terminology, I think, Captain. It becomes very icky. I think a lot of people will be glad to see it finally go away. Up in northern Washington tonight, we do have winter weather advisory up near Spokane, Washington, as you come up I-90. And as you head up into northern Idaho, winter weather advisory there. We also have some freeze warnings to tell you about. This one down in California, California 99, from Bakersfield all the way up through Fresno to Merced. And that also is going to be the same story on Interstate 5 as you head up through the Central Valley of California tonight. This morning, you've got a freeze warning there. We've got a freezing fog advisory. This is going to be in the southwest corner of Idaho tonight. But in terms of precipitation, we're not really seeing anything happening on the radar map right now, although we do have some haze to report in Salt Lake City, and then also, I believe, in Bakersfield as well tonight, I believe. So you definitely want to be careful out there no matter what, because the temperatures are going down, 25 in Salt Lake right now. It's 37 degrees in Sacramento, California. Bozeman, Montana, checking in at 18 degrees and 15 for our friends in Idaho Falls tonight, Captain.
Well, it's cold up north, I'll tell you that much. North and South Dakota, you don't even want to know the temperature. Don't worry about that. But you better have your fuel right before you go up there. If you're going out west or going up north into North Dakota, maybe you're running up there to go get a load of French fries up there in Minot. If so, again, better have your fuel right, because if you don't, you're going to have some gelled fuel, and you're going to have issues. Maybe your reefer won't start. But just keep in mind that everything north of about I-70 is certainly the temperatures, for the most part, are below freezing, and they've been that way for a while, and they might even be colder than that. Now, let's take a look at the East Coast, because from Nova Scotia, again, down to the end of the tip of Long Island and right there around North Jersey, you've got a gale warning, very windy, and the waves are pounding the shoreline, so you're going to have some erosion going on there. And then coming on down into Jersey, there's a little bit of fog down that way, a little bit of fog down towards Chesapeake Bay and Maryland, and when you get down into South Carolina and Georgia, right around the state line, South Carolina-Georgia state line, you're going to have some weather conditions with some rain probably coming ashore from the ocean, and that'll be with you all the way down to about Fort Pierce if you're going down I-95. Now, there is also some weather out in the Gulf of Mexico, which is from Brownsville on up to Houston. It's a little bit offshore when you get up there around, when you get up there around Galveston, it goes offshore a ways, but it's hugging the shoreline down in South Florida, so remember that. And, of course, it's one of those good things that you know everything that's going on. So there you go. So I will tell you that the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, of course, has been a commodity here on this program ever since we went with the six-day format. That would have been, what, about 5 or 6 years ago, thereabouts?
That's right, yes.
Yep. So we try to keep that going, and of course we look at the weather maps all night long for the drivers that are out there. If you drivers see something that you think that your brother and sister drivers need to know about, you can always call the show at 877-969-8600. We'll put you on, we'll let you tell us what's going on. Road Dog and Catwoman used to be real good about that, Kyle, because they would tell us about a wreck, such and such a mile marker, the way they went and all that stuff.
Yes, I remember, yes.
Yep. But anyway, it is a beautiful day in the neighborhood, so to speak. It's not as cold as what it has been. It's 65 degrees right now. The skies are mostly cloudy, but we don't have a breeze, and I kind of like it the way it is right at the moment.
I can imagine, absolutely. And, you know, Captain, one of the best things about the Captain's America is that we do get to do the Trucker Highway and Byway Report, which means we're riding along in the cabs there with our trucker friends. And
yeah,
we want to tell everybody about the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers that sponsors the Trucker Highway and Byway Report. Go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Learn how you can save 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gas that you buy from now until December 31st. Just by joining the My Rewards Plus app. And for pro truckers, professional drivers out there, you also want to become part of the My Rewards Plus app because you're going to get great offers, you're going to save, you're also going to earn points in everything that you buy. You simply want to go over to pilotflyingj.com. It's pilotflyingj.com. Check out the My Rewards Plus app. You can download it for your iOS or Android device. Do that today and start saving.
Right. And, of course, the show has been the Captain's America before we went on the third watch. Ever since it started back in as a podcast, and it was not on the radio to begin with, but then it became a weekly show where I was at, because at the time we were still in upstate New York where we came down to downstate New York. But WNDR was the station I was on, AM 1260. All righty. I'll be right back with more, and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Hour number two, right around the corner.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Let me tell you all about it.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.